Testimony concerning the establishment of the publishing work in Mountain View. Oakland, California, January 26, 1905. We slept in Brother Byington's house last night. We took the wrong train and after 1 hour's ride had to wait at the station for 4 hours. Then, after the next hour's ride, changed cars and waited 1 hour. We thought best to push on to Oakland and found accommodations in Brother Byington's home. This experience was not pleasant. But we are thankful that we have been preserved from accident and harm. I am up, preparing to move from here at 7 a.m. I have been thinking of our experience during the meeting, and I believe that meeting will prove a blessing to those who opened their hearts to receive it. I do not think it best at this time to persuade Brother Jones to leave Mountain View. There are many things that no one else understands how to do. The light given me is, the Lord accept his humbling himself, and he will be with him to help the work and workers. If all will seeks to harmonize, there will be strength and wisdom imparted. Say to Brother Jones, the Lord will be with every man who humbles himself, and in due time he will exalt all who do this. The prayer of Christ is to be lived in our lives. It is in John 17. That prayer for his disciples is the effectual lesson to us all to answer that prayer that his disciples may be one as he is one with the Father. We are in no wise to discourage a soul, but the ones who carry the heavy burdens need the encouragement. I am now determined to help and lift and encourage those who are transferred to labor in the office at Mountain View. We need much more of the love of Christ in the heart, and to keep it in circulation through the office from morning until night. While at the same time there will be mistakes, they can be corrected in only one way, in following the rule Christ has given. We are to deal with one another according to his word. Let every one of us work on the side of righteousness to cement heart to heart. And when mistakes are made, let there be kindness in conversing as members of one family. The Lord Jesus has marked out the way, and let everyone who will keep his soul in love and obedience follow the Lord's plan of curing evils that will arise. If that love is cherished, we will save ourselves from great evils. The influence of a true friend to prevent any disruption will be owned and blessed of God. The love of unity must lead to a clearer sense of our obligation to each other. Brother Jones has done all on his part he could do, and the satisfaction he will have is that the Lord Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. It is now a matter of conscience for those who have settled in Mountain View to use their influence aright. To strengthen, to encourage, to draw in even cords, and conscientiously to manifest the Spirit of Christ and use their Christian influence to answer the prayer of Christ. I fully accept the words of Jones, and the position Brother Jones has taken should be recognized, and the position he has occupied remain unchanged. With what holy jealousy should every man in the church at Mountain View examine himself, whether his own soul is in the love of God? This meeting has been a special meeting, and the Lord has commenced his work on human hearts. Let not one take a course that shall efface the influence that has come into the meeting, but let every soul acknowledge the favor of God and yoke up in unity to bless and build up one another. The Lord would have a new chapter opened in the experience of every soul connected with the work. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous, tender-hearted, full of forgiveness. And the light of the Sun of Righteousness will shine into the mind and soul temple. All the result of connection with the work of Christ is to strengthen and not destroy, is to make the path clear for every soul, that he shall walk straight forward. With what holy jealousy should everyone in the work keep guard over his own thoughts and feelings, and sanctify himself in the work, that others shall take knowledge of him that he has learned of Jesus. There are guards we need to place upon ourselves individually, to strengthen the things of spiritual interest, that at critical times our words of advice, of encouragement, or of reproof of a brother or a friend shall come not as from an enemy, but as from a friend. Our words and attitude will command the same respect as the example we have given. The consistency of the daily life in its sincerity can alone command respect. First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7, verse 5. God bless and strengthen every soul that is engaged in the work. Let every soul cleanse himself, for your influence upon the community is to be of a character to express unity and not diversity. The Word of God demands this of His church. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Colossians 3, verse 17. Whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. One was in our meetings, beholding the assembly, and that one of authority said, "Now is the time, at the very beginning of your influence in this place, to put away everything that shall tend to division, because the spirit of unity and love, which has been so scarcely cherished, should now multiply daily, fitting you for the mansions Christ is preparing for all who love him and keep his commandments. There is to be no strife. Let every soul follow the requirements and commands of God." Jesus' prayer to his Father is a lesson to be practiced just now. Humble your own souls before God. Confess your own sins and forsake everything that will mar the unity that Christ requires. Then the messenger said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon his people, and light will be expressed by them. The truth practiced will be a testimony born that will impress minds that this is the truth. Show that love that was in the heart of Christ. All jealousies are to be put away. Let a thorough work be done in expelling from the heart evil surmisings. Go to your brother if you see faults in him. Talk with him, pray with him, and cling to him, for his soul must be saved. His behavior will leave an impression upon other minds. Angels of God would have every one now, just now, place his feet in the safe path that leads heavenward. Unbelievers are to have such an example from believers that they shall say, 'How these brethren love one another!'" The voice was raised to earnestness. Come into line. Every man engaged in the work of God must advance in spirituality to bear responsibilities. He must be full of energy and yet full of love, ever learning and ever rising to a higher standard. Keep your eye on the model pattern. By beholding, you become changed into his image. Love, such love as Christ expressed, is now to be developed. Years of experience that you might have had, you have not because you did not give your minds and souls and bodies to the sanctifying of yourselves, that others, by seeing your light in good works, should glorify God. It is time now to advance as you never have done before. Figures were represented, but all I can write now is written. Work, work, work while the day lasts. Come up to a higher standard. God help you is my prayer. We'll have more to write, but now, just now, take hold of the work. Delay not.